Progressive Skywatch weather forecast, and it's time for Let's Talk. Time for a Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Some beautiful sounds coming up this Sunday afternoon at the high school auditorium. We're joined this morning by Mary Fatma, musical director of the First Presbyterian Church here. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am almost lifelike. Thank you. And Al Ricks, who we don't know why he's here, but he's here.
Precisely, Tim. But good morning anyway.
He's like, why am I here this morning? Al, with many fingers, you are a parishioner over at...
I'm a member of Mary's choir.
And you sing, yes.
Yes.
See, that's
yes.
Another,
very well.
See,
yeah.
Another aspect of you that we don't know that much about.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Is that one of those well-kept secrets that we're going to try to keep that way?
It is. You know, my shower knows best.
So, Mary, the organizer of this music festival, choral festival, we did it last year. It was at Herrick Chapel. This year it's been moved to the high school auditorium.
Yes, it has.
Why?
We think that this will be a much more accessible place for people to enter, and it will just be nicer for having a larger stage for all of the singers. And we are actually going to have brass, and this year we have a new addition, which is the United Methodist Church is going to bring their bell choir. So we'll have plenty of room for all of our instrumentalists.
Nice. Yeah, it was got a little cramped up there on those risers last year there on Herrick. Not that Herrick isn't a beautiful place to perform.
It is a beautiful place. Yes, it is.
But you are kind of set back just a little bit there. So, yeah, to perform the high school. And more seating for everybody, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. So let's talk about the particulars of the performance on Sunday.
Okay, we're going to start out with a mass choir singing two pieces. Thanks Be to Thee and Joy in the Morning. And that is where our brass will be accompanying as well. Then we'll move on to the United Church of Christ, or UCC, and they will be singing Alleluia. And then we'll move on to the First Presbyterian Church. They will be singing a Celtic Song of Praise. And they will actually be also accompanied by some instrumentalists. Jill Harris will be on the flute, Alana Ferguson with bells and triangle, and Charlie Ekoff on the violin.
No bagpipes.
No bagpipes.
Okay.
I failed to get those.
I see them going in and out of the Presbyterian Church all the time. I guess that's sort of like her practices over there. So,
that's true. Yeah, that was a good assumption, though, that could be.
I thought, well, maybe. You know, throw a little, Celtic, you know?
I know. I know.
Okay.
And I should also mention the names of the people who will be playing the trumpet for the brass, Kara West and Max
Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, okay. Mm-hmm. Alex Barr and Sergio Perez
Valentin.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we appreciate all of these extra instrumentalists helping us out.
Nice.
Okay, after First Presbyterian, then we will move to the Church of the Nazarene, and Jonathan Scholl will be playing, I'm sure, an amazing piano piece for the beauty of the earth. Then St. John's Lutheran will be singing Within Thy Grace. St. Mary Catholic Church will be singing Sing of the Lord's Goodness, and Bill Hammond will also be playing guitar for that. And then we move on to the United Methodist Church. We'll be playing two pieces with their bell choir, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, and We Gather Together. Then we'll end up with the final song being For the Fruit of All Creation. And this is in addition to last year, too. We are going to ask the audience to sing along.
Oh.
So that will be fun.
Nice. So now Roger Henderson, again this year, is directing the Masked Choir.
He is. Yes, he is. And he's picked out some wonderful pieces.
Oh, so you let him do that. He gets to select which ones he wants to direct.
He does, yes. He has done a wonderful job. So it will be a lot of fun.
And John Landkamer accompanying on the piano?
Exactly. Okay. Yep, for the Masked Choir. He does St. Mary's, too.
Right. Okay.
So, yep.
There's some really talented musicians and people, musical enthusiasts in this town. Sometimes you can't call them musicians, but they're musical enthusiasts.
And, there definitely is.
Yeah. So what started all this? I mean, this is the second year you've done this this choral festival. Why are you doing this?
I think I can tell that story.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So part of my experience is I fill in sometimes for organists in the community and have the chance as a result of that to visit other churches and get to hear some really nice choirs. And so one day in conversation, I said to Mary, you know, wouldn't it be fun to have those folks come together and do something? And so that's kind of where the idea, I think, began to percolate. And we had some conversations with some other musicians in the community. And lo and behold, it happened. So really fun to see it come together. And now for the second year.
Yeah, it was very successful last year.
It was.
Great turnout, some great sounds over there. And this is also helping out a good cause because, you know, you take a free will donation.
Free will donation. There is no admission charge, but we do receive a free will donation, and that goes entirely to the Ministerial Association for use with their emergency services fund. Certainly appropriate this time of year as we recognize, you know, colder weather and the hardships that some people face. And so there are always demands in the community for those emergency dollars to help tide people through the tough times. And so that's what the free will offering will be used for this year.
Okay. We're talking this morning about the Choral Festival, which is coming up Sunday afternoon at Grinnell High School. That starts at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Okay. Can people still get, if they want to be in part of the Masked Choir, can they still do that?
I would say they could. Okay. I think these are pieces that they could, that Roger is directing very well, that they would be able to walk right into.
So if you're an experienced singer, probably more so than just, you know...
Potentially, yes. Okay. Yeah.
There will be a final rehearsal at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and so it would be very important if anyone was wanting to join the choir that they would come for that 2 o'clock rehearsal.
Yeah. That's fairly ambitious. I'm impressed that he throws that together with two rehearsals when you got, you know, because directing choirs, especially just one choir, but when you take it, you know, four or five different choirs and kind of mush them all together. It's like herding cats.
That's a good analogy, Tim.
Yeah, yes. That's good. But Roger does a super job.
Yeah, he does. Dealing with the dueling divas of the soprano section, I'm sure. It's always fun to do. We're talking this morning about the Choral Festival. We'll talk some more. This is Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community, just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals, and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk. Let me see that here real quick. I'm talking with Mary Fatma and Al Ricks this morning. Well, I'm just looking at this. I know that. That's a.
It's a familiar tune. It's,
All Through the Night, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
It's All Through the Night. Everybody knows that one.
That's right.
Yeah, they can all sing. Okay.
You put new words with it, and it's all good.
That's right. Can you do that? Is that not? cheating? Or is that, what do they call that nowadays in music, sampling?
Well, I think we're dealing with a tune that's probably been around for centuries, so yes. We're way past the copyright rules on that, Tim, yeah. I think.
There's somebody who still has family there who wrote that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
at the bottom, not getting their royalties.
At the bottom of the sheet that Mary has in the studio this morning, there is this little note that printing for congregational singing is perfectly fine.
So
okay,
we're good to go.
There's music licensing that takes care of all that stuff. How hard is that? I mean, dealing it, because you were mentioning off mic about a situation where, you know, you have all these different choirs and you have to get the music, or you hope that they have some of this music, but it's not always the same arrangement or the same type of the song.
Yes, and that happens quite often, where you end up with one choir pulling something out or ordering something in the wrong voicing, and hopefully you catch it before the day of the performance, but if you don't, there has to be some quick turnaround.
Everybody share.
That's right.
Look on with your neighbor.
That's
if
right.
If they've got the right one. So also, I'm sure organizing something like this is a little bit difficult because, you know, a lot of times church choirs will select their own anthems. They say, okay, well, and you know, it's we all get music from the same sources a lot of times. So how do you make sure that you're not having a duplication of services there?
As in them singing the same song?
Yeah.
I just take, kind of like first come, first serve.
Okay, because I know for the beauty of the earth, I mean, that's a given, I mean, for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. this time of year. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme, that's pretty much the theme for this year, isn't it, for Thanksgiving, giving thanks?
It is. And also, Sarah McHugh does a really good job of putting together the narration to tie things together, and if we'd have two the same, it would still work.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, now last year, now this was at a different time of year than last year, if I remember correctly.
Yes. We were the first Sunday in December.
First Sunday of December, which was the first Sunday of Advent last year. So we've moved it up a couple weeks. A couple reasons for that. One, liturgically, or how it fits into the church calendar, we think this Thanksgiving theme really works well for a choir festival, so it seemed very appropriate. The weather, we hope, is maybe a little more predictable and a little better than it could be in early December, so that was another consideration. And we also were recognizing that there may be more choral music available around the Thanksgiving theme. Sometimes those Advent carols seem a little bit like dirges. And so we wanted to make sure that it's a joy-filled kind of event.
Also, just I would imagine, because of everything, all the construction and everything that's going on over at Herrick Chapel this year, it was just
that was part of the consideration too.
It's over at the, and I remember last year there was issues with it being kind of slick and worrying about steps coming down the steps there at Herrick Chapel. So
and parking too.
Yeah, that's always a one there too. So this will be at the high school auditorium. 2:00, free will donation.
Two o'clock is the rehearsal. 3:00 is the performance.
Performance, right. Okay. And it's a free will donation over at the high school auditorium. So plans to do this again next year?
We'll have to have a committee meeting and discuss it again.
You know, they say God so loved the world, they didn't send a committee.
We'll keep that in mind, too.
That one leaves me speechless. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Well, not a good thing on the talk show, I'm afraid. Not how we want to do that. So, again, if people are still interested, if you're a singer but you want to join the Masked Choir, you can do that. The rehearsal will be at 2:00. You can just show up. There's no dress specific.
No.
Everybody's kind of just coming.
Everybody just comes. Yeah.
You don't have to like have a choir robe or anything like that.
No. Yeah, we didn't go quite that direction. No.
Does anybody actually in any of the churches in town use choir robes?
Not that I'm aware of.
I haven't seen a choir
anymore.
Robe in a long time, Tim.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen one since I've been here, so I was curious about that. Okay.
Yep.
It's going to be a wonderful time. It's a great Thanksgiving. And, you know, the other thing is Thanksgiving is so late this year.
It is.
Yeah, that and so that first week of Advent, and right mm-hmm. there on that holiday week would be on that that holiday weekend, which make it a little bit more difficult too, I'd imagine, when you were putting this together. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. So it's Sunday afternoon. It's at 3 o'clock at the high school auditorium. Anything else we need to cover? We got it all.
I think just an invitation to everyone in the community to come and enjoy and have some fun.
All right. So appreciate our guests this morning, Mary Fatma, Al Ricks. This is Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Information source for 60 years. KGRN, Grinnell.
This is a Fox News alert. It's time for another impeachment hearing. I'm Chris Fox.